Hi, I'm Jody Paulson with What They Don't Tell You. I'm not much of a joiner, but I've come to notice that clubs are a great way to make connections, the grease for society's otherwise massive grinding cogs. Connections make things easier, from finding a good dentist to getting a job, and God knows the cogs of society are crushing my life right now. So I've been researching clubs. What do you think of this one? It's got around 600 living members. That's an ideal size, don't you think? It's not some huge impersonal organization like the Sierra Club or Young Republicans. Yeah, I know those guys have local chapters, but with only 600 members, anyone can have a pretty big influence on club policy. You pretty much know everyone else and are probably on a first-name basis with the president. That last sentence has two meanings, by the way, because despite its size, this is not an inconsequential entity like, say, the Moscow, Idaho Chess Club. Not with members like John Kerry, William F. Buckley, Richard Helms, William Draper, SEC Chairman William Donaldson, publisher of Time magazine Henry Luce, John Hines, President Taft. Which brings me to my next point. This club has a real sense of history. I like that in an organization. It couldn't have lasted 170 years if it weren't an asset to its members, could it? Founded in 1832 by William Russell and Alfonso Taft, this club has members from the most prestigious families in the country. Lord, Whitney, Taft, Rockefeller, Goodyear, Perkins, Pillsbury, Kellogg, Vanderbilt, Bush, etc. Yes, that last was Bush as in Presidents 41 and 43, plus Granddaddy Prescott Bush, rumored to have stolen the skull of the great Navajo resistance fighter Geronimo for the club's headquarters. Oh, well, here's the catch. It seems I don't quite meet the membership requirements. They got rid of the male-only clause a few years back against George and his dad's loud disapproval, but you still have to be an upperclassman at Yale, and you have to be tapped by other members of the group who think you have the right stuff, or at least the right family, to get in. But this last requirement really nixes it for me. Everything about this club has to stay a secret. Who's in it, the bylaws, what goes on at the meetings, everything. Can you see me in a club like that? Neither can I, but if you're interested and the kinky rumors about what they do in coffins during initiation doesn't scare you off, the name of the club is called Skull and Bones, and it's located in the Tomb on Yale campus. I'm Jody Paulson, and I just thought you should know.